In my opinion, Hurricane Ida was a blessing in disguise for the Saints.
Packers fans are idiots.
George Kittle loves to get yards, especially after the catch. Boom, boom, my dudes. What is up? We are back for another episode of Certified Beef. Today, we got a longtime listener, longtime caller, Andrew Bailey, back with us.
What up, everyone?
And unfortunately, Jack cannot make it today. He is off doing party stuff or whatever else.
No. Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
He's in Bemidji partying with his friends.
No, I know. But like, do I need to tell the actual reason why he's not here?
Oh, sure. Go for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is 100% my fault. I'm not even going to lie. Told him I could do this one. Love baseball. Most of y'all know this that have been listeners for a while. Every time I'm on here, massive Braves fan. Everything that could have gone wrong went wrong in trying to get this episode done. I think this is our third time rescheduling it. It is 100% on me. The guys wanted me on, and he could have done it last night. I could not get it done last night. So I blame myself.
Not your fault.
Anyway.
So yeah, let's do this. We're doing it's about a month now into the MLB season. We're getting up there. So we are doing, me and Andrew are doing a tier ranking of the MLB teams. We got five tiers here. Started from the top, we got the World Series favorites. Put a couple in there who we think have the most legit shot to win the whole thing, win the Commissioner's Trophy. Second, we got the playoff contenders. They could make a deep run, but they aren't necessarily the betting favorites. Next is playoff fringe, which will be obviously they're in or they're out, but they'll be fighting for a playoff spot the entire season. Next one is better luck next year. They're somewhat in the hunt for most of the season, but don't make it in the end. And then finally, we got my favorite category, the bottom bitches. These are the worst teams in the league. I think we know what few are going to go down there. But yeah, like I think let's get this thing going. Would you like to start or should I?
I tell you what, why don't you read them off and then we'll talk about each team individually and then we'll decide on where we want them.
Perfect. All right. We're starting with the AL East. We're going with the Baltimore Orioles. They got a record of 11-7.
I got all the things if you want me to read the
don't matter.
I got them. Yeah, they are 11-7 right now. Honestly, man, I'm putting them at Wait, what was the third one?
Playoff fringe.
I'm gonna go playoff fringe. I don't see them actually like holding on. Plus, it's not an easy division.
No, I completely agree with this ranking. Up and coming team. You're led by Adley Rutschman. You got guys like Felix Bautista in the bullpen. It's a good team, but I think their youth may like show. Like it may come out in the big time moments. So I completely agree with playoff fringe. They're going to be a scary team to look out for though in the coming years. So
I'm more concerned about them causing damage to other teams.
Ooh. Knocking them out of the playoff contention. Yeah, stuff like
that. That kind of thing.
Okay. Okay. I do like that. They are for sure a wild card team here. Next up, we're going with the Boston Red Sox.
Let's go better luck next year. I don't think they're bottom bitch because, like I said, that's a tough at 9-10. It's not the best, and they also caught the Rays when they were hot and got swept. So,
yep,
that's another team I think is going to cool off, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, they are like Red Sox are obviously are more than likely going to be the team that finishes last in the AL East in 2023. Their team just isn't looking that good. It's driven by Rafael Devers, and that's about it. Maybe a little bit Alex Verdugo in there. Chris Sale's getting old. Corey Kluber got beat up by the Twins today.
But Chris Sale's been kind of back to his old ways.
He has been. but you don't know how long that's going to last with him since he always gets injured. So it doesn't,
yeah, it's true.
It doesn't matter. So yeah, I think better luck next year is a solid placement, especially for the division they're in. Cause I think if they're in a different division, they could be fighting for playoff fringe at least.
Maybe the Central.
Probably either of the Centrals. Yeah. Next up, the Bronx Bombers, the New York Yankees.
Let's go contenders. I mean, do you agree on that? I mean, they're sitting there 4.5 out currently, and they're tied for third. But like with the Orioles, I just think down the stretch, they're a better team than the Orioles.
Oh, for sure. No, I completely agree. I completely agree.
I'm also kind of glad we're doing this now and not at the very beginning of the season, just because there's a lot of those teams that are not doing what they thought they'd do.
No. Not at all. Yankees got Aaron Judge, the leader, the captain of this team. Their pitching has been solid, let's make sure I'm right.
And as of yesterday, they were the only team left that has not lost a series.
Yes, well, they should have, but that's a different topic. Twins choked that one away. Yankees, you got all the talent there. They're going to get their pitching is going to get healthier as they move throughout the season. That will become a great strength for them. Obviously, they're going to put up runs playing in Yankee Stadium and having Aaron Judge and Anthony Rizzo and a bunch of like Giancarlo Stanton, bunch of people that can knock the ball out of the ballpark there. So it's going to be like, I think contenders is right. They do definitely have a shot, though, to go into the World Series favorite as it moves on.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa Bay Rays are up next, the hottest team to start the season.
You know, I don't see it lasting. I'm going contender. I don't think they – I mean, we can throw them in. I think out of, like, the AL, they might be the best team right now. And they were good last year, and they made it to the NLCS the year before, if I'm not mistaken. Or the ALCS the year before, was it 2020?
They made it to the World Series in 2020. I don't know if they made it back to the ALCS or not. I don't remember.
I they're going to cool off.
Oh, yeah. They have to. 16-3 right now.
Yeah. I mean, they have the best record in baseball right now. So I guess on that alone, you got to go that. But I mean, they're 3-3 in their last six games.
Right. Yeah, I don't trust this team down the stretch, I guess.
No.
I think
what's gonna end up happening is the Blue Jays or the Yankees are gonna end up winning that division.
Yeah, it was kind of lightning in a bottle to start the year. And I think they do definitely have a worse roster than either the Yankees or the Blue Jays. So I think that will eventually tell who wins this division is just talent alone.
I agree.
So yeah, I think contenders is a good spot for them right now. All right, last team in the AL East, we got the aforementioned Toronto Blue Jays.
I'd say another playoff
fringe.
No, another contender.
Contender.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they probably – I think it's going to eventually come down to them, the Yankees. They might be a little better than the Yankees, I think. If Aaron Judge doesn't play like he did last year, if he cools off a little bit, which I think he will just because that's one of those once-in-a-lifetime years.
Yep.
So
– Blue Jays have a better roster than the Yankees. They're a lot more well-rounded right now. I know their pitching isn't quite what they want to be right now. Like right now, their team ERA is 4.7. That's 21st in the league. So that's not great, but they're going to get carried by their bats, who is currently sixth in the league in batting average with 0.29 or 269. So if they continue to put up runs, they're going to be pretty much unstoppable because this team just needs to get going, and I see no end for them. I know last year everybody was super high on them, so was I, but this is the year they may put it all together and make a deep run to the playoffs.
Yeah.
All right. AL Central, Chicago White Sox.
They are not nearly as good as I thought they'd be. I'm going better luck next year.
Better luck next year.
I
7 and
think
12.
maybe a fringe team, but I mean they're like I said, they're 7-12. They're 3-7 in their last 10. They're not doing well. And honestly, this is going to be one of those teams that gets screwed in the All-Star break.
Yeah, it's
Or
a.
at the trade deadline, I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, they could. I could definitely see them being sellers.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that one of the best pitchers, this year, Dylan Cease, is on a struggling team like this. The Luis Robert Jr. is having a good season. Benintendi is having a decent season, but besides that, like Tim Anderson just got hurt. Like it's not looking too hot for the South side there. Team that was favored to win the division this year, the Cleveland Guardians.
I can see them winning the division still. I would put them as a solid contender.
Solid contender.
Yeah. I think they'll be the wild card team. But I can see them being like a one wild card.
The one,
Or
okay.
one or two wild card.
Well, there is only two wild cards, so.
No, that's what I'm saying. So I think
Yeah.
you know what though? Yeah, I think you got to go playoff fringe because if the Yankees win that division and the Rays and the Blue Jays play the way they should, they very well, you might have three AL East teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's going to end up being. I think the AL Central and the AL East or AL West are only going to produce one playoff team, and that's going to be the division winner. And the Guardians are always consistent every year, always seem to be just below or just above 500. I think this team is going to pass, get over the 500 win percentage, but I don't like if they make it to the playoffs, they're not going very far. I just can't see that. Their pitching is always great, but their offense needs some help. Like that's what they brought in Josh Bell for, and so far it hasn't. They're still above 500 right now. They're 10-9, but it hasn't translated the way you thought it would to start the season.
I
So,
agree.
not too positive on the Cleveland Guardians. Next up, we got the Detroit Tigers.
Better luck next year.
Better luck
I mean
next
the
year. Okay.
I mean d the Detroit's just that they're gonna have a fire sale because what's his name? Who got thrown out of the game the other day? They pulled him from the game.
Oh, Javi
Yeah, like
Baez.
ha he's gone. He'll demand a trade at the trade deadline. They'll get rid of him.
I don't know if you can though, because I guess like it helps with baseball that there's no salary cap, but like I don't know an owner that's willing to take on that much money for a player who was awful last year, who wasn't great the his contract year. He's obviously good and he's proven enough to have gotten that contract. But like you've like seen
But
the
I'm saying
compilations of his
I can
awful
see
swings. Go
I
ahead.
can but I'm saying I can see a Yankees or if the Red Sox do end up somehow, I mean, you're looking at real big market teams, they'll throw money
Like,
if they
yes.
need to.
I guess now that you say it, I could see the Yankees toss some money at him. I don't know how long he would last there because New York is unruly with their fans and stuff like that. So, like,
Yeah.
I don't know if it would be worth the hassle for him. Like, he has had a good stretch the past couple of weeks, but if, like, I'm not sure he continues that or if this is just, quick spark before he goes back to what he was last year.
Yeah.
All right. Another team, we got the Kansas City Royals.
Bottom bitches.
Bottom bitches.
I mean, they got absolutely freaking waxed by the Braves.
Yeah,
And they're 4-15. They're 1-12 at home. And they're just not good.
they are doing bad on both sides of the ball, last in batting average. Bobby Witt Jr. is meant to be the savior of this franchise, and he is just having an awful start to the season. You can't have Salvador Perez forever. He does eventually need to retire, but they've done something with Aroldis Chapman to get him back throwing 103. So I don't know what happened there if Aroldis was just sandbagging with the Yankees, which I think he probably was.
Sometimes you just need a change of scenery.
You do, but like I don't get the change of scenery from New York to Missouri.
That's fair.
Especially going to a team that has like zero aspirations for a World Series title. Next up, we got my Minnesota Twins. What you thinking?
You know what?
What?
Why don't you move the Yankees up to World Series favorites for the AL? Because I think the AL's having a down year, and
Okay.
throw Minnesota in contenders.
I like it. I like it.
There, because they're playing good ball.
Yes, our batting is atrocious right now. 224 team average,
But
not where you want it.
with that though, they are still what, 11-6?
Yes, our pitching has been 11-7. Our pitching has been outstanding outside of Giovanni Moran. Get that guy off the team. He does not deserve a spot in the bullpen. We can find a different lefty, but the trade for Pablo Lopez for Luis Arias is looking like one of the most balanced trades I've ever seen. Both guys are absolutely crushing it in the new spots. We just signed Pablo Lopez to a new 5-year extension, so that's pretty sick. Entire pitching staff is absolutely carrying this team. Without them, we'd be nothing. Like we would be at the bottom of the division without them for sure.
I can see them being one of those teams that tries to go big. Like if they see that they're probably going to win the division, because I think that's probably the weakest division in baseball.
Oh, for sure.
I really do think that you'll be able to maybe get a good trade in that, and someone at the trade deadline that it can really help take y'all over the hump if they see that they're doing well. They're going to win the division, or they're looking like they're going to win the division. I can definitely see them being like, let's get a guy. We need somebody.
Yep. I know it's a new generation of owners, a new generation of pull lads in the owner's chair, and they are actually willing to throw money around, like as we saw with the Carlos Correa 6-year deal, bringing guys in like Pablo Lopez and then signing them to extensions. Like this ownership group now wants to win, and it's very very refreshing to see. As long as the bats eventually pick back up, I think it's all gonna be blue skies and sunshine for the Twins.
Yeah.
Moving on to the AL West, we're starting out with the reigning World Series champion, Houston Astros.
I'd put them as the World Series favorite just because, I mean, I know they're 9-10 right now, but it's Houston and they'll get it together. And the AL is, I would honestly have to say, probably significantly less competitive. Or more competitive, honestly, because I mean, the teams aren't as good
Yeah.
as like any one of those teams can get hot and then make a run.
Yeah.
Because I think the Astros have an easier route to the World Series than teams in the NL.
Yes. Astros, like you said, 9-10 right now. Not
Third
great.
in the division.
Third in the division. That's only because the Angels have played one less game, but you are without Jose Altuve right now, who is still out for a month or two recovering from the broken hand in the WBC. Otherwise, like this team is just too good not to get back to the playoffs,
Yeah.
especially in this division. Like, I know we'll talk about them I'll say it in a bit, I guess, but Astros are going to be, they're probably going to repeat as, not as World Series champions, but they're going to get another AL West, title.
Yeah.
I don't have any doubt about that. Next team we got is the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Dude, I'm gonna be honest with you. You can throw them on better luck next year, but next year they're gonna be even worse.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not bottom of the barrel or by any means, but they are going to be significantly worse because Shohei will not stay.
No. Nope. Not at all. Like right now they're 9-9, so
500.
I don't think that's good enough to throw into playoff fringe just yet. Like maybe another month into the season, I would maybe be willing to do that. But right now, like the team is just so sad around them, around Shohei and Mike Trout, that like there was the one game where they both had Shohei hit a double and scored, and Trout hit like a 2-run home run and another thing, and they were the only hits in the game and they lost the game. So, Angels, it's, I think better luck next year is the perfect place for them. Art Moreno needs
I
to get out of town.
wouldn't even be surprised if you saw Mike Trout, if they lose Shohei, trying to leave. I don't think he's that kind of guy,
No. And he's
but at the
been with the
same time,
Angels forever through thick and thin, so why leave
yeah, but
now?
they're for the while. The Angels were they were a fringe team. I mean, they've had some good teams out there. I just think they have poor management.
Oh yeah.
Poor
They're
management, and in all honesty, I went to a game there last season, and I want to say they were playing the Red Sox, and because I went out last June, and the fan experience there is not great.
No.
It is a 90s baseball feel. I mean, I'm talking like down to decorations and everything. Like
Wow.
the rocks were cool back then, but I mean, you're about a mile and a half down the road from Disneyland, and we only went because I mean, dude, tickets for the four of us, lower deck, third base line in the Trout tank, I think is what they call it. It was
Sure, okay.
$70, and
For
Shohei pitched that night
all four of you, 70
for
bucks
all four of
total.
us. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that just shows why you don't have a good team, at that type of value for those seats is insane.
And the thing is, it's a cool city. I mean, Anaheim's like a nice little city. Like if you want
Yeah.
a more relaxed version of LA, like you're close to LA and you're not far from San Diego, it's a good time. And there's a lot to do there besides Disneyland. But I swear, dude, there was more daggum people at the Golden Road Brewing across the street than there was at the stadium. It's not Oakland bad, but it's not good.
No, yeah. Angels. They just need kind of a fresh start
They do. They
with
do.
management, with their uniforms, just kind of with everything. Like, I think that your fresh start has to include Mike Trout, unless you're like really going into it and you like want a bunch of top tier prospects for him, which could happen. Or like, if they better trade Shohei at the deadline if they're not competitive to
Well, because
get
he's not
someone back.
re-signing. Yeah.
Exactly. You might as well get something for him while you got the chance. So, yeah, Angels, decent start. Don't think it's gonna hold on. Next team, we're going with the perennial, or not now the perennial shit show that is the Oakland Athletics.
Bottom bitches. That's a team that just needs a rebrand. Did you see that the fans are there's a like a petition? It's not like a petition, but they're like on all the Facebook groups. The city of Oakland, like a lot of the fans of the Athletics, they're all going to get together and like make sure that place is jam-packed one day to show that the fans aren't the problem so they don't lose the team. But they need a new stadium. That I mean, they
Yeah.
don't get any love, and Oakland is where Braves players have gone to die.
Well, you've also got a couple of good Braves players or current
Oh, I
Braves
mean,
players, yeah.
shoot, yeah. Shoot, yeah. Two of the best players on the team right now. Both from Oakland. I mean, they're very much like I mean, they're kind of in that same Anaheim type deal. That they just need a rebranding. Or Tampa. Tampa's a great example. Tampa's got good teams. They've got good players. But it's like Oakland is if Miami and Tampa had a baby, where it's not a good location. The stadium is absolute dog shit. But, and then they also just trade away any good player they have, so they don't ever develop anything.
They've tried to keep the money ball strategy for too long, and granted, it did work. They were always decently competitive
It
in the
worked when
2000s.
no one else did it.
Well, yes, but also like in the late, like for most of the 2010s, they were a competitive team.
Yeah.
But then yeah, like all the players would just leave, like Josh Donaldson left. Obviously, Matt Chapman and Matt Olson both got traded.
Sean Murphy.
Mark Canha left in free agency. Just Oakland, like I think I don't know if they should stay in Oakland. I don't want them to move to Las Vegas. 'Cause like I know it would be a hell of a show experience, but I just don't know about
I'm tired of Vegas teams, and I don't see baseball really going in Vegas. I'll be completely honest with you. I think your best bet is if they move to Nashville or
I would.
Charlotte.
Those are
And
two great teams
Charlotte and
already.
Nashville are projected as like expansion teams, but because they want to pull away from the Braves market. The Braves market's too big. I mean, it goes anywhere from DC. Like the closest three teams are, or closest four are Cincinnati, Washington, Tampa, or either Houston or St. Louis.
Or the Rangers, or see, I
Yeah,
guess
I guess,
Houston's
yeah.
more east.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, the Rangers could be one, but I'm saying there's just, it honestly is borderline too big, which I appreciate because, I mean, but I also don't see you pulling away that many Braves fans. That's my concern with that. I worry that, like, it would crash and burn.
Off the top of your head, what would you name the Charlotte expansion team?
Ooh, oh God, let's think.
Or also what colors? That can just be personal preference. Like it
Oh,
doesn't
cut
have to be.
colors, absolutely. I think you got to stick with a crazy blue. You need to throw a blue in there, kind of like that, the one that the Diamondbacks use sometime.
Oh, the teal. Yep. Okay.
And then honestly, I wish, I mean, I love the Panthers colors. I've talked about it a lot. I don't think they use them well, but
Well, they're getting New Jersey, so we'll see how they
no,
use
no, they're
that.
not.
Yep,
No, they're
they said they
not.
were.
All they're doing is changing the slight color of blue back to the original one because Nike didn't offer it. That's all it is.
I thought they were unveiling New Jersey before the draft.
I did too.
That's lame, if that's all it is.
Yeah. And then, but I also like the Hornets purple.
Ooh, yes, that's good.
I don't know. They could very well just keep their AAA vibe and just go with
The black,
their
gold,
triple.
and white.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised about that. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of something synonymous with Charlotte. I don't really know, man. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what they would do.
So
I
like
swore.
this color scheme though, like
I keep it like the Panthers colors or go the alternative route and keep it with like the Hornets type colors. Like I think that's one cool thing cool about Pittsburgh is everyone is black and yellow.
yep.
Everybody. And I kind of like that. And I think you need to keep that in the city. And I would do something that involves either stock car or flight.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all right, I like
I
that. I
think the
like
aviators would be cool. Or the
yes.
bombers
But
or
that's I don't know about Bombers, but I know Aviators is also a minor league team. I know that doesn't mean too much, but
Yeah. I don't know.
right. Got some thinking to do. Next
Sorry,
team.
we got really sidetracked on that,
It
but I
doesn't
was I
matter.
yeah, but I thought that was cool.
Yeah. Next team, got a team that's underperforming right now a little bit. The Seattle Mariners.
I think the Mariners were a fluke. I'd put them in playoff fringe.
I agree with that.
I think they were better last year than they should have been.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think the Mariners are that great. And I didn't really think that last season either.
The Mariners got some good pieces to build around in the starting rotation, like Logan Gilbert, Robbie Ray, and then Luis Castillo. Obviously, you got J-Rod in center field.
Well, no, don't get me wrong. They've got players. That's not a hitter's park by any means anyway. Unless it's closed. Because you can close T-Mobile, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it needs to be closed because it's almost too humid there because it's too wet and the ball's not going to travel as far. And I think that hurts them. But also, like, I don't know, man. I don't buy into the Mariners. I don't.
They are a funky team for sure. But they're one of the teams where, like, they need
Here's
like,
the thing.
Hot streak.
If the Astros do what the Astros should do, the Mariners don't have a chance because I think the Rangers are too good.
Yes.
Which is next.
It is next. The Texas Rangers.
I think solid contender.
Contender.
You got to think. I mean, they got Corey Seager.
Marcus.
They got Justin Verlander.
No, they don't.
No, not Verlander. DeGrom, who's not playing very well right now.
He got pulled from a start because he was like hurting or something like that. I don't remember.
But he's also, I mean, that's what happens when you get Mets players.
He is 34 too, which is very surprising because he does not seem like
he's
34.
But the thing is, that's not that old for a pitcher.
No, but still,
you
not
don't
young.
Start getting. I know, but I'm saying you don't start getting pitcher old until you're like 38.
Yeah.
That's when you start to kind of look towards the end because I think Scherzer's 39.
Scherzer is 38. Verlander is 40.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, these are guys that everyone considers at the top of their game, and they're the greatest pitchers ever. But like, they're not what they used to be.
They're still pumping. They are for sure still pumping.
And that's why pitchers have such a long. I mean, pitchers in general have a long shelf life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rangers 12-6, surprising series win over the Phillies to start the year on primetime, stuff like that. DeGrom, obviously, like you said, not having his greatest start to the season, but Corey Seager, Marcus Semien, Adolis Garcia, Nathaniel Lowe, like everyone's doing their part right now. They're all raking. So this is what we thought the Rangers were going to be last year. It just took one more year.
That's a solid AL lineup, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got two favorites. You've got your four contenders, which would be, I mean, because how many teams go in the playoffs? Six?
Six.
Six,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, that's what we're looking at. And then you got three in the fringe. Damn, dude. Like, that's a solid list. Yeah. I'm actually impressed. Like, can I read it off?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So, to, you know, finalize the AL, we've got, starting with the bottom bitches, we've got Kansas City and Oakland. Better luck next year. You got the Angels, the White Sox, the Red Sox, and the Lions, or and the Tigers. And then in the playoff fringe, we got the Orioles, the Mariners, and the Guardians. And then your contenders, so people that should be in the playoffs. You got Toronto, Tampa, Minnesota, and Texas. And then your pretty much should be lock-ins, World Series favorites. Would be Houston and the Yankees. That's a damn good. Yeah. That's that. I'm impressed.
I don't think it'd be that good.
Shit, dude, I need another beer. I need to go grab one. Can we?
Sure.
Give me 2 seconds. I didn't know because of the editor thing.
Go for
I'll
it.
I'll be right back. I'm just gonna grab one. Grab you a drink. Grab you a drink while I'm grabbing me one.
Okay. All right. Resuming. We got our bevs. We're ready to go. We're going to the NL now, starting with the NL East, starting with the Atlanta Braves.
Bro, I you know what? I'm going to say it, and I don't care. I am very biased in this, but also at the same time, I'm not, and I will back my facts up right now. They are a World Series contender, and I do think that they are the best team in baseball. And I will start with this. You're starting three, like your first three batters. You've got Acuna, who has a 995 OPS, and he is batting 367.
That's good.
You've got Matt Olson at two spot with a 0.999 OPS, and he is batting 280. And this is after all the guys last night, like all three of these guys last night went hitless, except for Matt Olson, who had a three-run home run in the ninth. And I think Acuna actually may have gotten a hit. So this is after that.
Okay.
Then third, you've got Austin Riley, who's got 282.
Underrated. Underrated as hell.
Oh, I dude, he's I think he is one of the best third basemen in
He,
baseball.
yeah.
He's a stud. He also signed the largest contract by a Brave ever. And he has got a 0.855 OPS. Home runs, you've got Matt Olson, who's got six. Sean Murphy has four. Austin Riley has four. Ronald Acuna has three. And Ozzie Albies, who isn't what you would expect to be a power guy,
Nope.
he's got four. They are doing all of this. They're currently fourth. Is this batting? Yeah, they're fourth in batting. And that is with running basically no DH because they're DH for pretty much everyday play, which I think is going to change. I saw this thing about once you spend 10 years in the MLB, you get the pension plan, and
Yeah.
Ozuna's just about up with that. Marcell Ozuna is batting 83. He is batting 83, and the Braves are sitting there at 12 and or 14 and 5 right now.
14 and 5.
They lost today 1-0. Max Fried just got back. This was his first series he's pitched since game one. Kyle Wright didn't start to the last series for his first one. Mike Soroka, who, if I don't know, do you remember Mike Soroka?
Yes.
Okay. If he's anything like he was before he got hurt, because he hasn't played in two seasons. And he had a triple A rehab the other yesterday. And I think he went eight innings and I can't remember what it was. Spencer Strider.
Cy Young candidate.
He's got nine. He's got four 9 Ks, four 9-strikeout games in a row. So his last four starts. You've got Ozzie Albies, who is not any one of those studs. And now you've got Sean Murphy playing. And this is all while Michael Harris Jr. or Michael Harris II is hurt.
Oh, he goes by the second, not junior.
I think he does get about a second.
Huh.
Wait, does he?
He goes by Michael
Yeah,
Harris
the
something.
second. Yeah, it's Michael Harris the second. He's hurt. Orlando Arcia, who was starting shortstop for us, he's hurt. So you brought up Vaughn Grissom. You've got Travis d'Arnaud, who should be your DH every day. He's hurt. You've got who else was hurt? Who else is on IL? I think that might be it on IL right now. A lot of those guys were on IL.
Didn't
But so
you
you've.
lose like one pitcher for the season? Like Ian Anderson, isn't he
Oh, he's
done
in
for the year?
AAA. He's AAA.
Oh, I thought he was hurt for the year because he got like
He
knocked
is.
out
He
again.
no, he is, but he's a AAA pitcher.
Okay.
Yeah,
Oh, okay.
he pitched some, but that's how good the Braves pitching has gotten. Oh, Colin McHugh in the bullpen, he's hurt. Raisel Iglesias is hurt. And they're doing all of this while being plagued with injuries. So anyway, I think the Braves 100% World Series contender.
I think you're right on all that, but I think the main reason, now you're not gonna understand this joke at all. I'm just gonna preface that for you, but my
Okay.
friends back home will. The only reason why the Braves are this good is because of your closer. Well, he's not your closer, but he was a good closer for the Rays a couple of years ago. Nick Anderson,
Oh my God.
Minnesota boy. My friend Drew Store caught a bullpen for him one time, and he won't shut up about it. So.
And the thing is, they're only going to get better. That's what's scary about Atlanta,
Yeah,
is they're not even playing their best ball.
they're gonna benefit from getting healthy for sure. The Braves play the Twins June 22nd through June 28th at Truist. Gotta
You
throw
gonna
some
go?
money or some bet type down for that when it comes
Oh,
up.
absolutely.
So yeah, that's enough about the Braves.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm very passionate about my Braves.
Don't apologize.
I think they are my favorite sports team that I am a fan of. I think they are my favorite.
Well, yeah, because let's see. The only other good team that you refer is the Hurricanes.
The Hurricanes. I mean, North Carolina's normally good.
Really?
I watch a lot of college. I mean, a lot of people from the South watch college. And then
Yeah.
honestly, the Panthers are gonna be good next year. But
You
even
willing
when
to eat more blazing wings for that take?
I think they'll win that division. I
I
would.
mean, I wouldn't be surprised at that
They
because that
almost
division
almost
matchup.
won last year.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is
Anyway,
true.
let's keep going.
Miami Marlins are up next.
I'm gonna put them actually as a. I'm gonna go better luck next year,
Okay.
but they are really close to being playoff fringe because they're actually playing pretty solid ball. They're third, they're 10-9, they're 4 games back. The thing that's gonna hurt them is the AL West or the NL West. And then the trade deadline, because Miami is notorious for getting rid of their guys. At one point, they had Giancarlo Stanton, Christian Yelich, and who
JT
else did they have?
Realmuto
Yeah.
and what's his face? Marcell Ozuna when he was good.
Yeah. And they just, I mean, that just goes to show you, I mean, that is just a poverty franchise. And it shouldn't be. It's in a cool little area. It's a cool stadium, too.
Yeah.
It sits right in the middle of Little Havana, and I mean it's a fun time.
It looks like a sick stadium. Need to bring
It
back
is.
the home run sculpture. I want to see that
I
back.
miss that. It's outside.
Is it? I thought it was
It's
just gone
outside. It's
completely.
outside the stadium.
Okay, at least it's still there. Like I mentioned earlier, Luis Arraez, for Pablo Lopez and some prospects is looking mighty fine for both sides. Luis Arraez hit for the first cycle in Marlins history last week, which is crazy. I don't get how franchise hasn't had that yet. That's been around for 25 years. That's crazy to think about,
It's all
but
fun and, it's all fun and games until the Braves end up trading for Jazz Chisholm for Marcell Ozuna at the trade
do you
deadline.
really want Jazz Chisholm though?
I would love Jazz
You
Chisholm.
don't need a center fielder.
Yeah, but you throw him in left. We need a left fielder.
You could trade for someone else better than Jazz Chisholm.
I would take what's his name? Who's a pitcher? Sandy Alcantara.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's a steep price to pay for him.
It wouldn't be. It's Miami.
It's
Anybody
Miami, but they.
is going to get these guys. These guys will not be on the Marlins in 3 seasons. I guarantee you. I would put money on it now.
They should know who they got in Sandy. I hope they do for their sake. But yeah, Marlins, they're—I don't know—they're doing—they're doing decent. 10-9. It's definitely been a help that they're in third place right now due to how bad Philly is struggling. So that's why I don't think you can put them in playoff fringe because I don't think because I think the NL East could definitely have three playoff teams. But it's going to be the Phillies, the Mets, and the Braves. It's not going to be the
They had
Marlins.
three. They had three last year.
They did. So yeah, Marlins, they need to get like a big name hitter to a couple big name hitters and another solid starter, and they could be set up. We're moving to Uncle Steve Cohen and the Mets.
Playoff contender.
Yeah, I think they
They're
gotta go playoff contender. Let's go
they
on
did
there.
just lose. Here's the thing, and actually this is a question for you because I don't know how this works. So Scherzer got a 10-game suspension today. That's only 2 starts.
Well,
Actually,
yeah.
it's really only one because you could just push him to the very
No,
back
it's
and
two starts because you can't replace him on the roster.
what I'm saying. So like that would be my thing is like it's not 10 starts.
No, it's 10 games, so it's two
Yeah.
starts. But even still, he's got to appeal that because that, like, I don't know how you can be consistent with it because I saw something today that there's only been three ejections for like sticky stuff since it was implemented last year. And it's all been because umpire Phil Cuzzy has ejected the person all three times. So the like he might be the only like hard ass on it. Like, I don't know if you saw it the other day. Domingo Herman got checked by James Hoy. And James Hoy was just like, yeah, just go wash off the rosin on your hand. And he allowed them to keep pitching while Max Scherzer gets tossed for the same thing. So I don't, that's a whole different thing. The Mets, like,
He'll get hurt. He'll get hurt though. He gets hurt every year.
yeah, he does. Verlander is still coming back, or not still coming back. I mean, he's old now, but he's still pumping it. Mets, like, they're probably the best team on paper, I'd have to say. Maybe the Padres. Them or
But
the
they are,
Padres.
yeah, but they are, it's the Mets.
It's the
It's
Mets.
the Mets, and I love it, and I love it
Oh,
'cause I
yeah.
hate the freaking Mets.
I love the Mets. I don't love the Mets. I love Mark Canha. And Mark Canha is not doing too hot. I could have segued that to a Canha watch, but we're not gonna do that. Let's see. Yeah, Mark Canha is just not too hot this year. It's
I
very
think
unfortunate.
I think I didn't mind the Mets for the longest time.
Until they actually did something.
Well, they're starting to get good, and seeing the arrogance of like, dude, you have sucked consistently for so long. Shut up. You blew a you had a 10.5 game lead on second place in the NL East, and you lost. And then you got knocked out the first round. We're still to the Braves, so I can't say anything, but still.
Yeah. What are you gonna do when the Braves eventually miss the playoffs? Like, you just inherited this team. That's
Well, I
this
mean,
perennial good team. Like, what are you
I
gonna
did.
do?
Oh, I did not. I was around in 08, 07, 09 when the Phillies were sitting there winning every single year and the Braves would be 16.5 back. If you couldn't love the Braves when Brooks Conrad hit a walk-off grand slam on a day game when they were down 9-3 in the bottom of the ninth and ended up winning, you don't deserve them. At their Jorge Soler 3-run blast in the third.
Mets contender, yes. Phillies are doing awful.
I'm going playoff fringe because it's going to depend on if they can get back Rhys Hoskins, and it's going to depend on Bryce Harper. Last year was a fluke. I'll be honest with you, last year was a fluke. They're a good team on paper. They still have Kyle Schwarber. I mean, their bats are good. Their pitching is abysmal. He's on a
Yeah.
60-day IL.
Is he?
Yeah.
7 months. Seven
Yeah.
months.
So I
He's
don't.
gonna be out till
That's
like the postseason, basically.
what I'm saying. So I think they're playoff fringe. They only won 80 something games last year and they just
86,
kind of
I
snuck
think.
in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they just kind of snuck in. They got hot at the right time.
They're built for the playoffs. That's what they are. They're built for the playoffs.
If they can get there.
If they can get there, but they got enough star talent where when it matters most, your stars prevail. Like we saw Bryce Harper's like go ahead home run against the Padres in the NLCS. If this team can get there, they could be very scary.
Yeah.
Moving on to
The Nationals.
the Washington Nationals, yes.
Bottom bitches.
Yeah. Better or worse than the A's?
They're better than the A's.
Okay, better than the A's.
That is so funny. So I didn't even realize you had been doing that, why you were changing teams on like who you thought were better or worse.
Yeah.
But also, y'all need to know before I even said bottom bitches, he was already moving them there.
Well, yeah, I mean that's self-explanatory.
They
If you
are
know baseball,
terrible. They
if you
are
know baseball,
terrible.
yeah, you know the that Nationals are not good. I don't think we need to say much about them. It's they're not
No.
good. You got like good young talent in Mackenzie Gore and CJ Abrams, who you got for the Juan Soto trade. But that's about it. I guess Joey Meneses, and that's about it. It's not, yeah, it's not looking good on the in the capital city right now.
No.
Okay, NL Central, Chicago Cubs,
Contender.
contender,
Yeah.
contender.
You don't think so?
I think that's a little high. I think that might be
You think
jumping the
more
gun a little
playoff
bit.
fringe? All right, go playoff fringe. I think they are as put the Phillies in front of them, actually. No, I think you're right. The only reason I have them as contenders is because I think they could win that division.
They could, because this division
That's
is god awful right now.
that's the only reason I would put them as a contender, because I think they might sneak in by winning that division, but I do not think by any means they will be one of the best teams in baseball.
I
Does that
just
make
think,
sense?
yeah, I just think they're off to a little too high of a start for the Cubs that like last year.
Well, Dansby's batting 400 right now, so
that is true. I forgot they
and
had Dansby.
He will not last.
Cody
That will not
Bellinger
last.
is popping off right now.
All they did was get a worse Anthony Rizzo and Chris. What's his
you
name?
Got this. I believe in you.
Plays for the Rockies.
Bryant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Cody Bellinger is better than Chris Bryant, but.
Yeah, I think the Cubs are just doing everything right now. I don't think that's sustainable throughout the season. Next up. We got a team that's surprising a little bit right now, but it's still they're pretty garbage. We got the Cincinnati Reds.
I would go better luck next year.
I agree with that. They're not completely awful, but obviously they're not going to go above 500.
No, they're not bad, because that, like I said, that division's kind of up for grabs, to be honest with you. The Cardinals were the favorites, and the Cardinals are 8-11.
Yeah, the Cardinals are not looking good right now. Like, you, if you're a Reds fan, you could get excited because you got nice young pitchers in Hunter Green, Nicola Dolo, and then you got a nice closer in Alexis Diaz.
Yeah.
It's looking decent. It's looking decent. Now, this is another team in need of a rebrand. Holy shit. Their jerseys are so ugly, except for the red ones.
Oh, wait, no, see, but the thing is, it's classic. I'll give them this. It's classic. That one's one of those ones that you don't change, even if it is ugly, just because it's been around for so long.
Just go back to the Pete Rose era where you guys, like, don't put Reds inside. Just put C and then your number. I'm completely chill with that. Don't, like, the white C with the Reds in the middle just looks ugly to me. I don't get the numbers up here at all, but.
It's better than Cleveland's uniforms.
You don't like Cleveland's? I don't mind Cleveland.
Nah, man. Yeah, give me Chief Wahoo.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, that was racist. But it's a great logo. It's a
I
great
know.
Logo.
It just – that one was just – after watching Major League, man, it's just better.
I haven't seen that movie
that,
yet.
That, the thing about that is the C just looks lazy.
Well, yeah. It looks better than this one that's on the screen now because they, like, added curves and bumps to it or whatnot. But yeah. I don't know. Like, it don't matter now. It's like all these rebrands have, like, if I'm not a fan of them, I've learned that just does not affect me that much. So
no, it doesn't.
But it's still something. It's still a fun thing to nitpick or whatever. But yeah, Reds, better luck next year. You got a decent team for where you are in rebuilding right now. We're on to the Brewers, Milwaukee Brewers, 14-5.
Contender, absolutely
yeah.
Contender.
Yeah, I think they're better than the Rangers. I'll put them there.
You think they're better than the Rangers? Wait, you got the Rangers all the way back there?
Where do you think we should put them?
I think the Rangers need to be in front of the Twins. I think talent-wise, they are better than the Twins. I just think the Twins might be a little more complete when it's all. Okay. They might end up getting one, but yeah, no, I gotta go Texas over that.
Okay.
And I would put the Mets. If that's the way you're doing it, the Mets need to go up top in front of contenders because I think they're better than all of them.
Okay. Brewers.
I think that's a good spot for the Brewers. I think the Brewers should be the last of the contenders. But as far as like NL, yeah, like I think they're a solid contender. They've got,
yeah.
I mean, anytime, Christian Yelich is a great player. He's great.
He's
and he's
garbage.
Not the only one. And he's not garbage.
He is garbage right now, man. He is atrocious. He hasn't been anything since his 19 season. Nothing, or 18 season. No, 19. Yeah, 19 season.
Is he not playing well?
According to MLB The Show, he is currently a bronze, and they take that over a 3-year span. He is a 72 overall.
Really?
Yes. He is on the borderline of becoming a common.
Wow. I did not know that.
Oh, wait. No, that goes down to 65. Never mind. He's not on the borderline. He is. He's bad, though. He's not great. He hasn't been anything since that break those two breakout seasons. But yes, Brewers looking good. You got Corbin Burns and Brandon Woodruff and Freddie Peralta holding down the rotation. Devin Williams going to come in and close down any game. And then their lineup is just overall solid. Like, you don't got that one stud hitter. It's going to be a collection of like the Willy Adames, Rowdy Tellez, and then everybody else kind of just doing their job. So, Brewers are a nice built team. Nicely
Yeah.
built team. Pirates. Surprising Pirates. Pittsburgh Pirates. I am feeling better now. Better luck next year.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay. I think they're there. And no, there. They're the top of better luck next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which.
I love that you've done that. Yeah, I was gonna say move the Red Sox up. And they're better than the White Sox.
And then that point. Okay. Yep. Pirates
Love.
are great.
I
They're
am
fun.
loving. I am loving the way he's. You all can't see it, but like.
You'll see it on the YouTube video. Don't worry.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing that. I always forget you. We do YouTube.
Yeah, you guys just got lazy over there.
Oh, ha 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 ha. Anyway.
Ryan Reynolds, having an insane season to start. He needs to get traded, though, if the Pirates fall off at any point. He deserves better. O'Neal Cruz, I don't know how long he's out for, but that was so sad when he got injured. I want him back. I don't know how the Pirates are doing what they're doing. Maybe it's the McCutcheon effect that he's back in the black and gold, but
Don't you love to see it though?
he needs to grow his hair back out if he's going to be on the Pirates. Get the dreads going. But yeah, Pirates, like, I don't think it's sustainable, but I like this is a ride that you're gonna like that's it's gonna be enjoyable until they fall off the cliff eventually.
Yeah.
But like better luck next year, I think is a good spot for them. Then finally, we got the worst team in the MLB, Josh. The St. Louis Cardinals.
Better like next year.
Better luck next year.
I don't think they're bottom bitch by any means, but I do think they're better like
Say
next
better
year.
luck.
I don't see them winning that division. I think the Cubs, and the Brewers can hold them off. Like they're really not that good. Adam Wainwright's old as shit. They lost Yadi and like they were supposed to be so much better, but I never really bought into it because I don't think the Cardinals are that good. They had too much success. It's what 8 years ago? Eight like the last like 12 to 8 years ago that like they're just not that good.
I don't completely agree with you. I think
What
they
do you
gotta
think?
move
Playoff
up.
fringe?
I think they gotta go up
Put
to
them in
the end
playoff
of
fringe.
playoff
Put them in.
fringe.
That's fine.
This team, they're
They're gonna have to turn some shit around.
the hitting is too good to be like this bad of a team. It's their starting pitching that can't get done. Like your ace is Jordan Montgomery. That's not a good ace.
That's what I'm saying.
Miles Mikolas, however you want to say it, is not good. Like it's just Jack Flaherty is up and down. It's their bats are amazing, like I said, but they're gonna have to make some moves or call up some stud prospect or something to turn the season around. Okay, final division. We're moving on to the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Contender. They're playing good ball now.
They are playing good ball. I think I'm going playoff fringe, top of playoff fringe.
Laptop playoff.
Because I think too much NL East right now. Yes, the Diamondbacks are winning the division, but like the Pirates and the Cubs, I don't know how sustainable that is when you got the Dodgers and the Padres playing poor ball right now. So
Dodgers aren't as good as they were, though.
no, but there's still a playoff team. We'll get to them, but yeah, like I think they're the top of playoff fringe just because of how the rest of the league looks. Not their own doing, because they're doing great right now, but right, like looking down the line, I think they're a playoff fringe team, fighting all the way, but may not make it. Right. I think this will round out a category. Colorado Rockies.
Give us the bottom, bitch.
Yep.
They're just not good.
They're pretty atrocious. Chris Bryant, why did you go to Colorado, man? don't make sense. Like, I know you got the big bucks to go there, but why did you do it? Why? Like, Chris
Don't be
Bryant was
surprised if
a
he gets
cool
traded.
player.
Don't be surprised. He's one of those guys that gets traded the deadline that they're going to try to get some money for.
Yeah, how is Charlie Blackman still in the league? Like, he's like, I know he's such a good bat, but holy cow, is he old and such a defensive liability? Like, your best player is CJ Krohn, who is having a great season. So he's definitely going to be the top person that's going to get dealt at the deadline. Him and Daniel Bard are the two to be looking out for that's going to get dealt.
Chris Bryant will get dealt just on his name.
He could. He could. Next up, we got the Los Angeles Dodgers. Not of Anaheim, just of Los Angeles.
Know what, man? I am gonna go contender.
Contender. Okay.
I think worst of the contenders, though.
Yes, I agree.
They have lost Max Muncy, or no, I'm sorry, not Max, Justin Turner.
Max Scherzer.
Max Scherzer, Corey Seager,
Trey
and
Turner.
Trey Turner, and wait, have I been saying that wrong? Wait, who's with oh my God, who's
What?
with Texas now? Is that not Trey
Corey
Turner?
Seager.
So you've lost Corey Seager, Trey Turner, Justin Turner, who else? Cody Bellinger. You lost four. Out of those guys that are there, like, oh, the Dodgers there. I mean, that's the best lineup in baseball, blah, 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 blah. You know what, man? Put them on the fringe.
Yeah, I agree with
Put
that.
them on the fringe. Put them at the top of the fringe.
Yeah.
And actually put the Philly. Yeah, nah, keep them there. Keep them there.
Yeah, like you still got the potent 1-2 punch of Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, which Betts hasn't played yet. They're apparently going to try him out at shortstop very soon, which is odd because he's the best right fielder in the game. Like, I don't get that. It's the rest of the team that's the issue. Like, it's all solid, but it's not like doesn't seem like anyone's gonna pick up the slack. Trace Thompson's had a nice season, but like he's only one other dude.
I think it's so funny. And no, Freddie never got respect, and all of a sudden he goes to the Dodgers, and Freddie's the greatest first baseman to ever fucking play the game.
Yeah, because no one likes Atlanta.
It's so true, though. It really is so true. He never got respect in Atlanta.
At least he's in a better place now. I
Sit and spin, brother. Sit and spin. Anyway,
mean,
moving on. I hate the Dodgers.
Padres, San Diego
Padres,
Padres,
World Series
contender,
contender. Yep. Because here's the
first
thing.
contender,
So
9-11 right now.
three of their losses are from Atlanta.
Oh, do you want a pat on the back for that?
You know what? No. I'm saying, like, that's how, like, I think if they're playing anybody else, because I do think the Braves are the best team in baseball, I think those are wins, and you're going to 12-8, you know?
You are. Yeah.
And then it, 'cause, and they did take three out of four from the Braves in that first series, but then the Braves took two out of three this week, and they only won today 1-0. Because everybody sucked today.
Padres
Yes.
are the it feels weird to say this, but the new age Mets, they're just stockpiling talent
They're the
right
West
now.
Coast. They're the West Coast
The
Mets.
West Coast Mets, stockpiling talent, doing whatever it takes. It's nice to see a small market thing. Like now you can't really say that small market is a deterrence for like winning and stuff like that. So that's good to see. Pitching, you got Joe
And keep in mind,
Musgrove needs to come back. You Darvish, like you got good
yeah,
pieces there.
and
I oof.
they're 9-11, but they're only 2 games back in that division.
Yep. Two and a half.
Two and a half, sorry.
Yeah, and we'll have to see like how it all shakes out when Tatis eventually gets back, because Cronenworth's gonna play first. That's gonna be Tatis and Wright, I believe. Which is, I don't like Tatis in the outfield. It doesn't make sense. He needs to like him or Xander gotta suck it up and go to second base or third. No, not third because Manny's there. Second second base, play rock, paper, scissors, decide who gets the short end of the stick and moves over to the four spot and keep Tatis out of the outfield. Because his defense is not good. He makes those flashy plays, but he's not great at the routine stuff. So
yeah,
I would not trust him catching a fly ball in a tight game.
I'd put him at second over short.
But he's got such a stronger arm than what's his face and Xander Bogaerts. So we made it. Last team, San Francisco Giants, currently 6-11.
Better luck next year, buddy.
Better luck next year. Bang. Yeah.
They were better luck next year since the day that they announced that Aaron Judge was playing for him.
Arson Judge, you mean?
Arson Judge?
Yeah, did you not see that?
Uh-uh.
No, it's like early in the free agency cycle, like Ken Rosenthal or something tweeted out Arson Judge to the Giants confirmed. It's Aaron Judge, so it's Arson Judge. So... yeah, not getting Arson Judge was probably hurt Giants fans everywhere, and then not getting Carlos Correa hurt Giants fans everywhere.
There's one thing I don't like about this list.
What?
I think you need to put the Mets at World Series favorites.
Do we?
I think the only thing that hurts them is the Braves in that division.
Even though it's the Mets.
Yeah, keep him a contender. Fuck him.
Okay. That's what I thought. Yeah, Giants. Gabe Kapler is probably going to get fired this year. So, yeah.
You know what's funny? So, Gabe Kapler used to play single A ball in my hometown. Like, I watched him as a center fielder.
Was he good?
Yeah, he's a good center fielder.
I guess I would. I guess like Dusty Baker was a great player when he played.
I hate Dusty Baker.
I don't. How do you hate Dusty Baker?
He's such a whiny ass.
What?
He's a whiny ass.
No. You don't know what you're talking about.
He used to play for the Braves too. He's a whiny ass.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet he was as a player, but as a coach, like, I don't know how you hate him. Like, that man is like on the list of impossible to hate. He's up there with Tom Hanks.
Oh, God. How many World Series does he have?
He's got the one. That's all that matters. He's going to Cooperstown.
Well, he did get his one.
He's going to Cooperstown.
I forgot they won last year.
Yep. So that insult does not work.
Yeah, that's fair.
So we did
that's
it.
Fair.
We compiled a pretty solid list here. I am proud of us. We did it. World Series favorites, we got the Astros, the Braves, Yankees, and the Padres. Contenders, Mets, Blue Jays, Rays, Rangers, Twins, Brewers, playoff fringe, Dodgers, Diamondbacks. You good? Phillies, Cubs, Orioles, Mariners, Guardians, Cardinals. Better luck next year. Pirates, Marlins, Angels, Red Sox, White Sox, Reds, Giants, Tigers, bottom bitches is Royals, Nationals, Athletics, and Rockies.
We have to change one of these.
What do we got to change?
We got to move a playoff list. We have to move a playoff fringe up to contenders in the NL.
Okay. Here you go, Dodgers. Whoop. Dodgers and contenders now.
All right, there you go. Just because you need
six.
Yeah.
So our playoff teams would be. For the AL, it'd be Houston, Yankees, Blue Jays, Rays, Rangers, and Twins, Phillies, Dodgers, Brewers, Mets, Padres, Braves. Okay. But yeah, that was a fun episode.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that too. Thank you.
Yeah. I guess that's all for us. Here at Certified Beef, we'll see Andrew again in a game day or something coming up soon. I'm sure of it. At some point, it's going to happen. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. Look out for me and Jack's NFL mock draft next week. It's a doozy. But otherwise, we'll catch you later. See you next
Later.
Week.